Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm thankful and blessed, Jolene. Thankful and blessed.
Oh, good.
I've actually got several birthdays, and the first one is Miss Bethany Fellows. Bethany Fellows, and that is her last name. I love her last name. And she's up there in Indiana, and she's my first cousin. So happy birthday, Miss Bethany. Tyler Wolf, happy birthday to Mr. Tyler down there in Clay County. Miss Casey Crosby, happy birthday to you, Miss Casey. Deborah Beth Cox, another cousin of mine down there in Clay County. Mr. Tony Kane, happy birthday to you. What about Jamie Estes? You're down there in Hazard, Kentucky. Mr. Jamie, happy birthday to you. And then Scott Baston, happy birthday to you. That is my Facebook family and friends' birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
No, I don't have any today.
That was enough, wasn't it? Just the ones that I had.
Yeah, it was.
We'll get to the weather in just a minute. I've got a few prayer requests, burn some sage, send some good vibes, whatever. Just well wishes, you know, that would help. I've got a mammal that's in ICU. I've got an aunt that's in the hospital with a pneumonia also and a collapsed lung. And then last night they admitted my uncle. So I've got one hospital that has three of my family members. I said, what is it? Everybody just check into the same hospital or what? And they're all in Hazard. So let's remember them and send some good prayers and vibes to those folks. Welcome to the show. Pioneer Paula, do you happen to have any birthdays?
Tony Kane. Hey, Jolene.
Tony Kane.
Tony Kane. You met him at Fancy Farm.
Yeah. I've got Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Tony. The weather
I am in
is
my car.
A cloud.
Christina.
Go ahead, Paula.
I said, I am
in your
in my car.
Christina?
Yeah. And everybody came except Callie and Peggy. I ain't seen the wife yet. And we've done eight, so, and Carrie and the girls just showed up. So far, it's been good. And I found a Tootsie Roll from Arizona, and so it's all good.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Congratulations. I know that Tootsie Roll helped.
Well, hell yeah.
The weather is a cloudy 44 degrees, Miss Jolene.
Here it's 57 and cloudy.
And Pioneer Paula.
It's sunny and 50.
I've got another prayer request. I forgot my sister-in-law's mother is battling cancer. And, you know, she's done with the chemo and the radiation, but, you know, she's still really weak and things. And we were talking, and she was talking about, you know, her father's got cancer too. But, hey, her father's doing great. I wonder why. I'm going to tell you why her father's doing so good. Now, this is my brother, who is the minister. This is his father-in-law and mother-in-law both have cancer. Now, they're divorced. But the mother-in-law is not doing well at all. But the father-in-law is doing good because he's straight up on the oil. He says he believes the oil is what's curing him. He believes the oil is what's helping him to where he don't have to take chemo and radiation, and he seems to be getting stronger every day. Now, he offered. Now, how sweet is this? He even offered, because the ex-wife is remarried, but he even offered to get her some oil if she was willing to try it. You know.
And she refused?
Yeah, so far she's refused, Jolene. You know, because everybody's, you know, and I hear this all the time. It's illegal. You're dying, you know. I mean, to me, it doesn't get no worse than you're dying, you know. I've got another good friend in Stamping Ground. They called hospice in. They've given him 6 months to live. They tell him that his cancer so bad that it's inoperable. There's just nothing they can do for him. And he's the same way. You know, you're dying. They're not going to lock you up as a dying person because they cannot afford to lock you people up. They're not going to lock you up. Try to save your life. And it's not just, oh, you've got to change your whole way of eating and drink lots of water. I cannot express water, water, water. And alkaline the body. Alkaline the body. You've got to alkaline that body. You know, it's like, they asked me today, they said, well, would you be able to get oil? And my thing is, hey, if I was able to get oil for everybody, I could never grow enough pot to make enough oil for everybody. The best advice that I can give anybody, if you've got family members and people that need this oil, you need to immediately go to growing your own and making your own oil. It's out there on YouTube. Make it with alcohol. I mean, they're doing it with ice water. I think that was an old Jack Hare remedy there, ice water, wasn't it, Paula?
Well, even yep. The oil with no. That THC, they'll ship it right to your door.
Right, Jolene. You know, yeah, I mean, to me, get CBD on some type of oil. Yeah, get on the CBD. Yeah. I mean, it's better than no oil at all. You know, and I've expressed that too, you know, but you know, when I tell people about the CBD oil and things, then they're like, well, that ain't legal either. You know, I mean, we've still got so many people that doesn't even believe the CBD oil is legal.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know, Jolene. You know, to me, there is no excuse for not educating yourself. There is so many YouTube videos out there that shows all this. It's documented and things. And so many people that I've seen, like even with the sores, you know, they've had real big open sores and they've packed them sores with that oil. And, you know, it's closed them sores right up.
Well, I know these stores that will ship the CBD all over the country, they're not going to do that and get themselves into some kind of, you know, lawsuit. If it wasn't
right, because
legal,
that was,
they
that,
wouldn't do it.
Yeah, that would be federal law, Jolene, so they're sure not going to break federal law.
Exactly,
yeah. No, I don't know. My crazy... Well, I'm glad you're having a good time, Paula. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, it ain't over yet, but I still got some more Tootsie Roll left, and I've got my one hitter packed, and I'm gonna hit it as soon as 4:20 gets here.
Oh, well, you'll be in fine shape then. You'll be in fine shape, Paula. I want to
Sarah's still
send out
at me, but that's okay. She came.
Right. I want to send out good vibes and prayers and thanks for my brother's safe return with him and his wife and his daughter and son-in-law. They're actually on Interstate 75 right now as we're speaking. I left them there about 30 minutes ago. I passed them on the interstate, and they're headed back to Crosby, Tennessee. So let's wish them well and safe travels because, I mean, you know, man, you know, a lot of people are starting to travel. The best day to travel I seen was on Thanksgiving Day. It was the best day to travel on. Less traffic was out. Now it's like a madhouse out there. Oh, my, ladies, what about it? What does anybody know any news? Nobody knows no news.
No, not really.
Yeah, I haven't got to see any news either. The thing I keep going on and coming to my mind is I still can't get over Rosie O'Donnell. Of course, we talked about that yesterday. Rosie O'Donnell, you know, making accusations that Donald Trump's youngest son is autistic. And I mean, to me, I mean, that's just where you draw a line. You do not bring people's children into things, you know, especially children that might have a sickness or something, you know. And I mean, like I said, though, when you got a person, she's the type of person that even talked about Trump's dead brother right there, should tell you, if you're talking about a dead person, you know, that everything's game for them people, you know.
Yeah, she's a piece of shit.
Yeah, she is, Jolene. She, you know, to me, if anybody were to boycott anybody, that's the person right there, or to be boycotted. I'm like Pioneer Paula said yesterday, why ain't she left the country? I thought she was leaving.
Really?
You know?
Yeah, along with the others.
Yeah, you know, still waiting for her to pack her bags and get her ass out of here. You know, and I don't mean that in a mean way either. I mean, it's just like, you know, I mean, like I say, I mean, I've got family and friends that have children that are autistic, and, I just thought that's just where you draw the line. You know, you don't bring children up in there, and even if he is autistic, you know, I think she even made the thing about the vaccines, you know, that, you know, that was one of the reasons they thought he was against vaccinations. But you know what I seen? I could not believe from when I was a child, we went from 4 shots as when I was a child to now these children get 76 vaccinations. Now, why are we pumping 76 shots? We don't have a polio epidemic or a disease outbreak. I mean, 76 different shots?
Oh,
that's
my goodness.
Stupid.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's scary. It's scary for my new grandbabies.
Yes, it is, Paula. It is for any newborn grandbaby or anybody's child. I mean, how do we go from 4 shots from the baby boomers? Let's put it that way. Baby boomers only because it was in 19... It was in the 1980s when they went from 4 shots to something like, I don't know, 20-something shots. And now it's 76 shots that a newborn baby has to have. 76 shots.
Okay, so what's changed that they had to increase all of the shots like that?
Oh, I have no idea, Jolene. I wish I'd remembered where
money?
I had seen that at. Probably money.
Money?
It would have to be. You know. And here's another example of something, okay? I'm going to, you know, I think I might have talked about this yesterday, and I talked again with my mother about it today. She has one of the male pups from my older male Shih Tzu. And then she has like a Lop-a-Opalus. I can't say that name right. But anyhow, so these dogs are two different breeds of dogs. Okay, all of a sudden, now all these dogs, both of her dogs are just covered or trying to get covered in cysts and tumors. Little, you know, they're malignant, but they're little cysts and tumors. Okay, what is the difference, do y'all think, that my mother does with her dogs and I do with mine? And my dogs... Remember now, I've got the father of one of these dogs. She's got the son, I've got the father. So that means mine is a lot older than her. Her's only about 4 or 5 years old. Mine's about 12 years old. He doesn't have one cyst, one tumor, or nothing. Now, what do you think's caused that? What do you think we've done different?
The food.
It is the food, Jolene. That's exactly what it is. I feed my dogs nothing but dog food. She feeds her dogs a lot of table scraps and food. And like I told her, it's the hormone growth thing that they put in these animals and stuff and in our vegetables and stuff. Because, I mean, there's already been a study showed where they were like rats, where they were like testing that stuff out. And these rats were coming out with big tumors and cysts and stuff on them. And I swear I believe that with all my heart, people. It's the food. It's our food. They're literally killing us with the food.
I think so too, because I know when I was growing up, You hardly ever heard of anybody with cancer, let alone animals. I never ever heard of an animal having cancer.
Right, right. Exactly. I mean, you know, that's just what that tells you. You know, I mean, I'm like you. And what about seizures? Have you ever heard, you know, what about dogs having seizures? I've never heard of a dog having a seizure.
Oh, yeah.
You
I
know,
had a little color, a little Pekingese that had had seizures all the time. I had to keep Valium for.
Oh, wow.
And that was the dog I had. Yeah, you know, that was the dog I had before I got my little buddy. But,
you're right.
And that I think was due, I don't know, the food or genetics, because I got her from a pet shop. And they say, like, when you breed them within the family or something, I don't know, somehow
mm-hmm.
how the way they breed them can cause them to have, you know, seizures.
Mm-hmm. Might have bred them too close kin or something.
Yeah, something to that effect. I don't know, but that's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, man, I mean, so, yeah, I mean, I pray over everybody I eat. I mean, I do. I pray. I call it poison. Well, we better pray over this poison we're about to eat. And everybody, you know, and I got people that looks at me, well, my food's not poisonous. Well, did you grow it? No. Well, it's poisonous, you know. And
you know,
then they say, yes, I grow.
You know,
yeah, and then when they... If they say it's, I growed some of this stuff, and my second question is it organic? But, you know, here was an example, like my mother told me. She said it's been years and years and years since she's been able to get a good tomato seed that would grow good. So, I'm going to get her some organic tomato seeds. You know, I told her, I said, yeah, Mom, you've got to go, you know, you're buying that Monistat seeds, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, just because it says organic, excuse me.
Doesn't mean.
Just because it says organic doesn't mean it is, because, you know, they fool you in so many ways. They'll go to doing that next.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. Well, unfortunately, I work on a 500-acre farm that's nothing but organic, and I said, that's the very place I'm going to, because I trust them, and I sort of know that, you know, that farm is organic, trust me. I mean, that's not a farm to where you can go and stand around on and not have bug spray on you. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
The bugs will eat you up. I mean, they will tear you all to pieces there. You know, and they probably wouldn't like for you to have bug spray on you if you're on their farm, I would think, because, yeah, it's a no chemical nothing, you know.
Hmm.
Which, you know, I don't blame them. I don't blame them. We got about 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Paula, you eat that Tootsie Roll and fall over?
No, I'm getting my pop cleaned out so I can get ready to hit it.
Yeah, you got 1 minute and 49 seconds, Paula.
All right. Cool.
You'll need it after you sing the extra, won't you?
Man, I'm sure glad I found that Tootsie Roll this morning.
I am too, Paula. That was saved just for this special day for you.
Yeah, because I didn't think I had any more left.
Yeah. Boy, I'd like to make some of them. I don't know how they make them. I think they make that, though, with it. Do you think it's made with a Tootsie Roll, Paula? It's not. It's a whole thing of it, ain't it?
They look, you know, bigger, a lot.
Yeah, I'd like to know how to make them myself. I'll have to see if I can research that. But them's just fresh out of Arizona. I wonder, did you ever see the Tootsie Rolls in Colorado, Jolene?
No, I never really looked. I mean, they have all kinds of things, but I never really looked.
Right. Yeah, well, usually the Tootsie Roll has it's a high THC in it, and it's a good knockout thing. Especially if you eat the whole one. It's going to knock you out. This is what it's going to do. All right, ladies, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Mueller out of Doyletown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley, and we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. I'm going to take us away.
I'm ready.
Here we go. I'm so fast.
Back at you.
the air, I'm lighting up the smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. For today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. Stress, I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw, yeehaw. What a badass little song that is. Thank you, Don Miller, out of Doyletown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. Love it. Homa, you know, I heard a couple of stories today that really amazes me about, and, you know, some of these stories are on people's deathbeds. They regret, they feel like they're dying, which they know they're dying because, you know, they've been diagnosed with cancer and stuff. That they're dying, but they feel like they made mistakes in their life that they're living with now, and they're living in misery, and they're dying in misery. And, for instance, and I think it's from their other people that they're living with, the people that they've chose to live their life with. And I'm thinking, you know, I believe if I was still on my deathbed and if I was miserable, I'd have to come out of that. I couldn't do it. There's just no way. I mean, I don't give a damn who it is. Put me in a fucking hospital and a nursing home or fucking somewheres, but yeah. And, you know,
what do you mean? What do you mean they're, I don't understand. What are you saying? They're having problems with the people that they're living with, you mean?
Yes, yes, they're regretting the people that they're married to and that they're living with and things because I guess the relationship is not what they expected it was going to be, you know. And, I mean, I think this one couple's got over 20-something years together. But, I mean, and I think he's really mean to her. And, of course, I mean, like I say, I mean, one of the things is, you know, she said she had told her daughter, said, well, the biggest mistake I ever done in my life was me and your father are getting a divorce. She said, I wouldn't live in the misery. I don't believe I'd be in the misery that I'm living in my last days. You know, that's sad. It's really sad.
She regrets being divorced? Is that what it's...
There was? Yeah, uh-huh, yes.
She regrets getting the divorce.
Yes, yes. Yeah, she regrets leaving him and divorcing him. You know, it's sad.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
and
there's nothing she can do to change that, but, you know, that's when you need to turn to God and talk to God about it. You know,
yeah.
If you sin, get forgiveness.
I hope she's able to make peace with it. I do. I mean, you know, to me, I mean, and the reason I say that is because, like with my mother and father, I was always scared to death that my mother and father would never be able to speak to each other ever again once the divorce went down. But then the moment my sister got murdered, yeah, my father's prayed with my mother. They've held hands and prayed together. My father was, you know, big enough man right in front of me and all my brothers and sisters and their wives and things. Of course, I don't think I had I know I didn't have a husband then. But, you know, he was man enough to ask my mother to forgive him for all the stuff that they'd went through and things that, you know, he wanted her to forgive him. And, you know, my mother looked right at him and told him not to ever think about it again for the rest of his life, that she forgive him. She didn't hold nothing against him. You know.
Right.
I think that helped.
Yeah, there's ways to, you know, settle things and, you know, be at peace.
Yeah, that's what it is, Jolene. Peace. I mean, man, I would hate to think that, you know, that my days are shortened. You know, that I'm going to die and I'm miserable. You know, I hate to think that.
I'd be trying to straighten it out, for sure.
Yeah. Life is short. Life is short. It's so short. I've had a great time today. I've really had a great time today. I am the oldest of five. There's five of us. There's four under me. One's dead. And I've got I got a stepbrother and sister, and so we actually got to be with them today. I begged my stepsister to come and be with us, and she brought two of her daughters and her grandchild. And so it was a really blessed day for me on that today. We only was missing one sister, which, like I say, I'm going to try to maybe go and spend some time with my only sister that I've got tomorrow, because she lives completely opposite from all of us. But I've had a blessed day. Blessed and thankful day. I'm blessed and thankful for each moment that I get to spend with my siblings. And if anybody knew the life that I've came from, I mean, man, trust me, it's not been an easy one. It's been a hard one, and I have a no filter. They have rode on me all day long. I even called one of my brothers stupid today. I told him he would thank me for it too one day. I had them all rolling, but I got what I wanted too. I got my picture. Yeah, telling me you're not going to take a picture with me. Oh yeah, you are. We're going to fist fight because I happen to be the only one out of all of them that I'm. You know, 1964 was the last year of the baby boomers. A lot of people doesn't know that. So I am a baby boomer, and the rest of them are all millennium babies. So I've had a hell of a good time with that because I told them, you know, I mean, I don't understand what happened to their generation, you know. I've really picked on them today. It's been a great, blessed day. Paula, so glad that you're having fun there.
Well, it ain't over yet. I'm going to take another bite at zero.
That's the way to do it. And thank you so much, Miss Jolene, as always, for being with us. God, I love having you here and miss you each and every day. And I hope you and Jim is having the best holiday ever. And love you with all my heart, Miss Jolene.
Thank you. We love you, too.
I enjoy
love you,
seeing
Pioneer
you, Jolene.
You, too, Paula.
Everybody have a good evening. God bless. We'll be back tomorrow with another show, and I'm taking us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Love you guys.
You too. Bye.
Oh, wrong song. Wrong song.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma.